Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
We got one more segment here to have a conversation about, and it's Patrick Clancy. He lost all three of his children on the same night. If you go on TikTok for a little while, you'd think he's a murderer running the streets in the dark wearing a mask. No, he lost all three of his children. He's a victim here too. He found his wife at the base of their house after she jumped from a second-story window. These are just facts. He has since divorced. He has remarried. He moved to New York, and a significant portion of the internet has decided he's the one who should be on trial. It seems to start out, because I'm trying to wrap my mind around this. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author with us, and Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. As I try to wrap my mind around this, I'm trying to go from the beginning. Like, where do we get off the rails here? Where does Patrick become the villain in this case? Because I was very surprised when I first heard about this a couple weeks ago of people going down this road. And I think it kind of begins, at least for me, you tell me, Siobhan, of people trying to define what appropriate grief looks like, of which there is no such thing. There's no appropriate grief. But a lot of people seem to really think they know what it is, and they're not afraid to tell you that accepting a job in New York 4 months after your children died is very inappropriate, because you might meet somebody there, and 3 years later you might get married, mm-hmm. to which he did. Oh my mm-hmm. God. Then he also went on a trip. When I read about the trip, people are like, oh, he went on a vacation. No, he didn't go on a cruise. He didn't go to sandals. It sounds very much like a soul-seeking, quite honestly, when I read about where he went. I believe it was Costa Rica originally. Then he was staying in hostels in Europe, mm-hmm. because he didn't want to be around families, because he couldn't stand the sight of it. Mm-hmm. So this, to me, sounds like a soul-finding trip, or you might find him out dead in a woods somewhere, yeah. because he's decided he's had enough. It could have gone either way. That was inappropriate as well, because he left a review about a hike he went on. Oh my God, it was a hike that was peaceful for him after the living hell he's gone through. Somehow these are all horrible things. Where do you think this goes off the rail? Is it because people just are never satisfied with how someone grieves, so we must make them into a villain when it's not congruent to everyone else, or how one would handle such a horrific situation if it happened to them? God forbid.
God forbid. Yeah, this is, folks. And this has disappointed me in humanity, again, reading those things. I've just had to stay off Instagram because yeah. it's just flooded with it. As we've spoken, it's a lot of trying to turn him into a monster, or the other group is trying to turn Lindsay into a monster. As we've said, there are no monsters here. And it's tragic, because this is the kind of thing a therapist would suggest. Get away. Change yeah. your scene, because if you're staying, let's say he's staying in the home, staying in the town where this happened, he's going to be perseverating and never be able to get this out of his mind. I mean, I'm sure every day, most moments of the day, certainly at this point, this is in his mind. And clinically, these are all good things. Take a trip. Yeah. Rediscover the meaning of life for you after this, you know, the life that you thought you had was shattered. And yeah. it's a therapeutic thing to do. It's a healthy thing to do. And certainly finding a person who is healthy, who is comforting to you, who has compassion for you, that's also good therapy. So I find this urge to punish him It's sadistic, and it really disappoints me in people.
That I'm so glad to hear you say that's what a therapist would recommend, because I thought about this yesterday. It's not just him witnessing and seeing and being part of the loss of his three children and, to a large extent, the loss of his wife. I can't imagine, and help me understand how he can even deal with survivor's guilt on this one.
Yeah.
Because
I'm amazed he's alive, quite honestly.
I mean, seriously, so, because no one's even talking about what he must be going through, not just on witnessing what he saw when he walked in there and lost his shit, as we have heard through people in the 911 call.
People are going on him for that too, because he said the F word in front of the kids.
But can you imagine the survivor's guilt of him saying to himself, what could I have done? What should I have done? I shouldn't have done this. All the what ifs going through the mind of what he lost and blaming himself for that. Yeah. I mean, it's just mind-boggling to even think Tony was saying, how he's still alive.
Here's
so
the ignorance.
How's the therapist? How do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, literally. Okay, Siobhan, tell me. You have a patient that's coming to you to see you for regular sessions, and they say this: Patrick may not have been directly involved, but he basically abandoned his family. He never helped Clancy with the kids and conveniently went on trips. This is the line of shit I keep seeing from everywhere.
That's why he's got
survivors which by
guilt,
the way, can all be debunked pretty quick if you take 2 seconds to just educate yourself rather than just spew the venom that you're hearing online. Juvenile 69. Lindsay struggled alone for a long time. This is like the facts that they believe they have, when reality is completely different. He was there helping her. Did he go on a business trip? Yes. Holy shit, he did. There was also 2 mothers that were there helping with her and the kids. He was not out gallivanting around the city.
Bull said he's a great guy.
like what the fuck? I mean, yeah. I'm just, people grab onto this shit and then they put a narrative of who he is and they believe it. So again, you're sitting there, it's time for the appointment. I come in and I tell you, and I'm enraged. Oh my God, did you hear this, Siobhan? Mm. And I spew off that bullshit to you. Mm-hmm. How do you respond to me as the patient coming in going, ha?
Yeah, where I would go, speaking as a therapist with someone like that, and as a therapist, you can't beat people over the head with, you know, the alternate point of view. You have to question them and tell me the story of your life that makes you think that this is true.
Yeah, the answers come.
Yeah, what man has treated you badly? Let's do your own relationship history here.
Yep.
Because clearly you're angry, and that anger is coming from somewhere within you. So let's go there. Let's go a little deeper, and then let's say we got some material, and we spend some time talking about all the ways that this person had been wronged by men and how come they have so much. Because a lot of it is just anger at men, you know.
It's
men
unresolved, right?
I mean, it's unresolved stuff.
Let's discover your life arc.
I mean, is that what, exactly? I mean, is that why we're seeing so much of this, and why it doesn't, and there's nothing that can really penetrate it? There's nothing, like, facts don't seem to matter when you're like, no, that's completely inaccurate.
Yeah.
Because the inside, it's not even about Lindsay Clancy. It's not about Patrick Clancy. It's about oneself if they're going down this road. And if it's unresolved, it's still going to be unresolved. And is it just like a roadblock and they're incapable of seeing things a different way because they're too caught up in their own shit? Like in a way that's just non-penetrable. I mean, I'm trying to wrap my mind around some of it.
Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. It can be impenetrable, and people are telling themselves stories to make sense of things, but the stories are coming from their own motivated reasoning, because that's how they're getting through life, is by telling these stories. And often they have a victim story about how they were victimized. They haven't resolved that. They're still enraged. And then they see this and they project that, you know, Patrick is a monster, which, as you say, the facts do not support this in any way. Nobody has indicated that, right? All the people we've talked to and or we've heard testimony from, nobody has indicated that Patrick was a cruel husband, a neglectful husband. And I go back to this point, which I have seen time and time again. Families are not trained to recognize severe mental illness. They may know something's wrong. They may have empathy. They encourage the person, well, go to therapy and get help. But the therapist never invites them in to say, what are you seeing? So that's where you get the failure on the therapist side.
Yeah.
But there's just a lack of insight and a lot of projection going on. And so that's where I would start is let's talk about where your anger is really coming from.
Yeah.
And then think about this. Again, I know people like this are rejecting the facts and data and details. If there was any inkling that they thought Patrick was less than the husband he needed to be, who do you think, under testimony, would have been the first people to throw him under the bus? Lindsay's parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very
they
much.
Didn't.
Yes.
Plus everyone else. Because it would have been a scapegoat to help her get off.
Very
and
much.
They didn't. And that says, to me, again, when you look at that circle of people around you, it just says it all to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Bitter Black 3014 said he seemed way more supportive than most, actually. That was my reaction, too.
That was my reaction, too.
I'm like, he seems like a pretty grounded dude.
Yeah.
Like I've seen far worse husbands. Like,
oh,
he doesn't. He's not even, like, on a bad scale. It's like, he's on the good scale over here. Like, he's limited because he's, like anyone would be, because he's not a mental health professional.
Right.
That's most people.
Right.
So... Right. He's doing the best with what information he has.
Yeah.
And it seemed he put up with a lot of shit and dealt with a lot of stuff for those years of postpartum depression that she was going through, an undiagnosed bipolar.
Yes.
I'm honestly kind of surprised he didn't get divorced years earlier out of the stress of this marriage that might have been going on there. But the fact that he's there, he's forgiven her, he's still standing by her side. I mean, he could be... Again, he could be the biggest devil in the world to her if he wanted to be. He could be on the stand saying, let her burn, and not basing any of his opinions on mental health awareness or facts or understanding. He could just be, screw it, I don't accept any of it. You killed the kids, burn her, and let me encourage you all to send her to the fiery pits.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's saying, please have grace. If he's the one who did this and doesn't want to be caught, don't you think he'd be up there on the stand encouraging her to go off to the eternal flames?
That's just logic. That's just logic, isn't it? And one of the things that I see people keep coming up, you know, at some point when I believe it was Rebecca Gelada raised the possibility of bipolar disorder. So there's another one that said bipolar disorder.
Yeah.
And he said, my wife's not bipolar. That is classic for families. I have had to go through that with families many times. When you say, I'm afraid your teenage son is developing schizophrenia. Oh, that can't be. That can't be. That can't be. When I had my one severe case of crisis postpartum psychosis that I had in my office, and the first thing I did was call in the husband from work, call in her parents, call in her sister, and sat with all of them and said, I am seeing something really serious here. It looks like psychosis. Everyone in the room said, oh, no. She's just anxious. She's always been anxious. It can't be something like that. And people respond strongly to hearing that their loved one has a major mental illness, and they don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
So again, that isn't him trying to sabotage her or not listening. That's a typical response from families.
Yes, that's the normal response you're going to get.
Yes.
It's not like, it's bipolar? Yes! Like, nobody's going to do that.
No.
And I'll tell you, you know, my first impression when I started seeing his testimony of what he was doing as a husband, I'm going to project and be with my own transparency. I was like, holy crap, I need to be a better husband. And everyone would tell you, I was like, wow, I don't, like, when my wife has her medical appointments, do I know that level of detail? Because of what he was doing and doing the best he could, I was like, I need to be better. I mean, so I totally saw it in a different light. It's like, wow, he kind of set this example for a lot of the husbands saying, I think I need to be a little bit more knowledgeable and involved with my wife's medical and physical health.
100%.
Because my wife doesn't have mental health at all, but I'm like, I don't know all the ins and outs, maybe she doesn't want me to, of all the appointments she goes to, but I feel like I need to a little bit more because, damn, this guy, look at all he did, and he still missed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would say this to anybody who's out there going, didn't he do this? Didn't he do that? If you're going, didn't he? You don't know. So you stop repeating it as a fact. Mm-hmm. And how about you do a little thing? You can Google. You can ChatGPT. You can look all of these things up. You don't have to like rely on the internet to just feed you the answer to the mystery that surrounds your brain when you are in a world where you can have your questions answered like that. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. But nobody does it. We'd rather repeat insanity, rinse and do it all over again. Makes us feel better about ourselves. Mm-hmm. One more thing. Rusty Yates lost 5 children when Andrea Yates drowned them during a psychotic episode in 2001. He's one of the only people alive who knows what Patrick is going through. His advice after 25 years, find supportive people and stop trying to please everyone. Yeah. What would you say to Patrick? Siobhan, and we'll wrap on that.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. My heart goes out to him. My heart goes out to his family. I can't wait for this to die down. And I'm sure he feels that even more intensely. But yes, find help, find support, probably therapy with someone who's really good with trauma and understands all this stuff. And surround yourself with people who love you and find comfort and joy. And there's just a lot of work to be done, as you said, about the survivor's guilt. And I will say every family member who has someone who unalives themselves deals with survivor's guilt. What should I have done? How could I have stopped this? How could I have made a difference? And that's just part of it. But he really needs help and support with that. And, you know, this has changed him. He'll not be the same person he was. But this doesn't mean he can't integrate this and go on and rebuild a good life. And that's the hope I have for him.
Unless the TikTokers have something to say about it. Yeah. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. The links are there in the description. We'd love for you to weigh in. Siobhan's books, they're right here. Nightbird, this is her memoir. Highly suggest getting it, checking it out. You can get it on Amazon, audiobook on Audible. Also, The Minds of Mass Killers available. Go check those out. Robin's latest, It's Not All About Me. It's available also on Amazon, wherever you get pod, or wherever you get audiobooks as well. And what?
I can add one more thing.
We can officially add?
We can say it. So yeah, out tomorrow, folks. My masterclass. I have a class on masterclass. Become the person everyone trusts based on everything we do here. How to critically think through relationships and everything in life. So we'll put the links and everything in there. But out tomorrow is thanks. So I'm a masterclass instructor now. So my thanks to everyone.
You're not even having to do the fake TikToks that people make. You're actually hosting a masterclass.
I am. They sent me. I'll post around the promo reel and everything for it. They did an amazing job. I couldn't be more humbled by them. The team at Masterclass is absolutely phenomenal. It's a great opportunity to celebrate them and their skill set as much as they've been kind enough to celebrate mine. So thank you, everyone.
Well, there you go. I can't wait to check that out on Masterclass. We'll put the links in the descriptions as well. Send those links over to Todd and Lisa, by the
way.
So we can get those into the descriptions. All right, that'll wrap it up. Until next time, for Robin, for Siobhan and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No